Are you recording?
I am recording.
Sasuria, I missed everybody so much. You were like perfect as Dory. I haven't actually seen all of Finding Nemo.
But nice, Dylan.
You should totally do Disney voiceovers because you have that really like friendly voice. And the hyperactivity was just like amazing and adorable, and I absolutely loved you in this. And then Russ, I'll go. Were you going to say something, Treasure?
I was just laughing.
I disagree with Motley's critique, by the way. I thought it was
Motley hasn't critiqued this. I don't think
ridiculous. Well, he better critique it before we post tonight.
He hasn't been on all day.
Well, I guess he's not going to have this. I guess he's not critiquing this one then.
Okay.
I disagree with what he would have said if he had critiqued it. Russ, you have like this really, really distinctive voice, and it's really expressive. And I know I've accused you of being too over the top in the past, but I think that this type of thing lends itself well to that. But and then with the scene with Nemo, you really brought it down to a real level, and it was just awesome to see that, like, that you really like reined it in. I thought, I keep saying this, this is my new favorite of the week so far. Before it was Autumn and Dark Wolf, but now I think you two are my favorites.
Yeah.
I can't picture anybody topping this one, but we still have Sonic and Rye Guy, so it very well could happen. But I thought you two were, like, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. Trick-or-treat.
I think that I love your portrayals of these characters. Russ, your voice fits so well for Marlin, and I knew it would. I knew it. Anyway, I think my favorite part is the second scene. Like, you seriously really shined in the second scene.
I didn't expect it from you, Russ, because you have a tendency to go over the top, but you really proved that that you can bring it down to a real level.
My favorite thing is that Marlin is an over-the-top character, and so the fact that he still managed to bring it down, as you say, it was perfect, I think. The second scene, especially so. I think in the first scene, I was having a little bit more trouble, but I can't tell because my brain is starting to die again. But, like, you did really well in both of them, I think. I didn't, like, catch anything I could write down, which is really good.
That's very good.
Sasia, I love how you portrayed Dory's quirkiness. It was hilarious. And you were like, what? And it was fun. Yeah. Because you managed to, like, put your own spin on the exact same lines and all that fun stuff, which is really cool because, like, Dory is such a memorable character for me. And I was cracking up when I was editing your Dory lines. And then I loved your Nemo lines because I love your kid voices. I think they're adorable. A couple of them, you sounded a lot more like a little girl than a little boy, but that's okay because little boys sound more like little girls anyways. Oh yeah, the only complaint I had was that your Nemo lines were really quiet. And oh my god, you both, as far as timing goes, you had a couple of moments where you guys were severely off on timing, and I had to go back and fix that because it was so good. I didn't want to, like, have bad timing issues. Anyway, so yeah, that's my critique.
Well, then we're done here. Done.
All right, we're done.